And now, as promised, sorry for that delay. Had a few technical issues there. As promised, I'm going to speak to you briefly about how to help people who are themselves in deep inner pain. But before I do that, there's one other tip that, and it's a very useful tip. I think you should use it for sure. It's a tip that I forgot to give you in the first part of this teaching. And that is that when you're in deep inner pain, you should always ask God for a special experience of His consolation. Now, His consolation is slightly different from an experience of His love. You can know and feel that you are loved by God due to thanks to the way I've taught you of praying silently with your heart. But there are times when the pain might be so intense that you need special comfort at special times. And that is why it's so important always to remember to ask God to give you a special experience of His consolation. Now, for how to help people who are experiencing deep inner pain. You know, I have to tell you, my heart always misses a beat when I hear Christians say to somebody, whether Christian or not, doesn't matter, God's in control. Just leave it to God. Really? How can that be helpful? Because that person has not been able to give people a way to experience God's love. They might not even know that person very well. And here is the thing. You might think that the person that you're saying this to, who is experiencing pain, you might think that that person knows God and has the same understanding of God as being a God of love and mercy and healing that you do. That's really far from the case. They might have an altogether different experience of who God is for them than you do. For example, they might have experienced for years abuse. They might have experienced other authority figures betraying their trust in one way or another. So when you say to them, God's in control, what they're hearing is a monster. That monster called God is in control. And they're going to run a mile, and you're going to make their pain worse, not better. So always remember two things. Never preach to people who are in pain. Preach in inverted commas, quote unquote. Always remember, number two, that it's not your words that count so much as your being, your presence, your actions, your attitude. You don't necessarily have to say anything at all. You can hold the person's hand, give them a hug, help them wash the dishes, prepare a meal for them. Sit with them for half an hour on a daily basis, if it's at all possible. In that way, you are actually being God, being love to them. That's quite different from saying empty words. So, for conclusion, let's go back and recap a bit of what you've learned. The first and most important point is that you need help when you're in pain. Don't go it alone. The second thing is that there is a way called praying with your heart, which my guide explains in detail and in two steps leads you through to an experience of God's presence and love. Number three, only God, only the Lord can see all the angles of your situation. He wasn't caught by surprise by your situation of inner pain and what caused it. And he knows the path he wants to take you down to a much deeper friendship with him and a much more intimate relationship altogether. He wants to bring you to a place where your inner joy and your peace has been not just regained, but where it will be maintained for the rest of your life on earth. Our world is a world in intense pain. When we go through one global crisis, it seems that we head straight into another, and they're all huge crises, causing immense human pain and suffering. God will need your help. When you get through the journey of your pain, hand in hand with God, you will then, the gift to you is that you will be used by God to comfort and help and heal other people in pain. Our world really needs you. And God really, really needs your help. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.